This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, July 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Rallying around checkoffs. OSHA pushed for heat rules and regulatory votes signal voters. Commodity groups look to head off checkoff attack. Major commodity programs are mounting a defense of federal checkoff programs, which are being targeted by a proposed amendment to the USDA's Fiscal 24 Appropriations Bill. The amendment filed by Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana would bar USDA from operating the 22 programs. Pork producers overwhelmingly support their checkoff and understand the immense value it brings to pig farmers across the country, says Brian Humphrey, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council. The American Soybean Association, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and the National Milk Producers Federation also issuing statements opposing the amendment. Now keep in mind, the House Rules Committee scheduled to decide today which amendments will be debated on the House floor. But House GOP leaders were still working yesterday to try to get enough Republican support to bring that bill up for debate this week ahead of the long August recess. Democrats seek heat standard from Biden administration. More than 110 members of Congress are calling on the Labor Department to adopt a heat standard to protect workers. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration asked for input 2 years ago on what an occupational standard might include, but has yet to issue a proposal. In their letters to Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue, the Democratic senators and House members note that a recent Texas law overrides local ordinances requiring that workers get water breaks. The bill repeals local laws that protect the interest of everyday people in sectors such as labor, agriculture, natural resources, and finance, they said. When this bill takes effect on September 1, local protections against extreme heat, such as the Austin and Dallas ordinances that require water breaks for construction workers, will be nullified. Take note, June was the hottest month in recorded history. Bill pushes EPA to take USDA input on pesticides. EPA would be required to seriously consider feedback from USDA when it comes to pesticide regulation under legislation introduced by Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas and Representative Joey Arrington of Texas. The requirement would apply to proposed EPA registration decisions that impose, quote, more restrictive changes to a pesticide label. And according to the bill, keep in mind, Marshall has said EPA failed to take USDA's advice on proposed atrazine restrictions that have caused consternation in farm country. In response to questions about those claims back in April, a USDA spokesperson said the department's Office of Pest Management Policy at EPA, quote, discussed the atrazine case and mitigation options under consideration prior to release of EPA's mitigation documents for comment. We appreciated the opportunity for discussion and made a number of suggestions, resulting in EPA making some adjustments to the mitigation. OPMP officials meet regularly with officials from EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs, the spokesperson said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Russia vows to help Africa with wheat exports. Russia is widely being condemned for terminating the Black Sea Grain Initiative and attacking Ukrainian port facilities, factors that are pushing global wheat prices higher. But Russia's Foreign Affairs Ministry is now saying it will provide for African countries that rely on low-cost commodities. Notwithstanding the sanctions, Russia will continue its energetic efforts to provide supplies of grain, food products, fertilizers, and other goods to Africa, the Russian ministry said in a tweet yesterday. But Russia continues to bomb Ukrainian grain exporting facilities, the latest on the Danube River, according to the Ukrainian Foreign Affairs Minister, who urged, quote, all nations, particularly those in Africa and Asia, who are most affected by rising food prices, to mount a united global response to food terrorism. India export ban seen pushing up prices in Ukraine. The price of rice for Ukrainian consumers is expected to rise as a result of India's recent ban on exports of long grain white rice. That according to the consulting firm APK Inform. India, one of the world's largest rice producing countries, is also a major supplier to Ukraine. India exported 34,500 metric tons of rice to Ukraine from March 22 through June 23, which accounted for 30% of Ukraine's imports during the ongoing war with Russia, the firm said. Well, here's today's He Said It. It is a signal to the long-suffering public that the Congress does hear you when you complain about things. That Representative Michael Burgess of Texas, defending House Republicans devoting floor time to resolutions aimed at overturning regulatory actions by the Biden administration. One Senate-approved resolution pending in the House would overturn the endangered species listing of the lesser prairie chicken. President Biden certain to veto that measure. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, July 26th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.